When urban planners want to know exactly how walkable a neighborhood is, they commission a study, and they get results in weeks or months. One computer programmer says this approach is just pokey.
And so we built a piece of software that let anyone look up what they could walk to from their address.
Matt Lerner helped build a website called walkscore.com. You don't have to be an urban planner to use it. Anyone can just type in an address and...
We go through and tell you all of the closest, you know, grocery stores, restaurants, coffee shops, schools, parks, retail stores, so that you can see exactly what that neighborhood looks like.
Walkscore.com also spits out a number between 0 and 100. If a place scores above 90, the site calls that a walker's paradise. Lerner says the computer ignores stuff like weather and hills, but there's a reason behind that.
Research on why people walk has shown that the number one predictor of whether people will walk is whether there's something good nearby to walk to.
This is all well and good, but does walkscore.com really work? I want to test that out, so I ask Lerner to score a Chicago neighborhood close to me.
So if you look at Logan Square, you can see that it has a walk score of 86. There's a huge diversity of businesses. And so if you're living near Logan Square, you can get by on a day-to-day basis, probably without getting in your car very often, or even owning a car, perhaps.
Really? Well, I head to Logan Square to check this out. And I ask people, does the neighborhood deserve this high score?
Yes, you can really minimize your use of a car.
We've got a movie theater. We've got a grocery store. We've got lots of restaurants and bars.
Everything is close, you know, even the jewelry stores, furniture stores, grocery stores, everything is pretty close, so it's pretty easy to get around well.
All right, well, most of the people that I speak to in this neighborhood say the website's pretty much got it right. This is a very walkable neighborhood. But there's a neighborhood activist who tries to make the area more walkable. His name is Ben Helfand. And he's not necessarily convinced that the website's got it 100% right. He says it leaves out some things. For example, this.
You're talking about kids wanting to walk to school? That house? That's a barrier.
Ben Helfand says the website doesn't just miss dogs in this area. It misses other things that might intimidate walkers.
They should factor in these things that are known to decrease the walkability of a neighborhood, a big gas station complex, drive-through bank, which is right behind us.
Only because they're hard to walk by, that all the cars are coming in and out?
And because they disincentivize people getting out of their car, because they're designed to keep people in their cars.
Now, the programmers admit that the walkscore.com website actually leaves out a lot. Helfand says he's a fan of the site, it's just that it's tailored to one purpose.
It seems like their real target audience is people who are moving. And they want walkability to be a factor in that choice.
Helfand says the site gives the impression that people interested in walkability have only one choice to make, where to live. He wants them to make lots of choices over time. He wants them to fix bad sidewalks, tame scary dogs, and support zoning laws that favor walking over driving. Helfand says if that happens enough, we can make new walkable neighborhoods, not just rank the ones that already exist. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.